hot Sunday morning. 6:05:22. I'm going to start out by saying this morning they cut the end of my broadcast off by a minute. I went right mid-sentence into their commercial. And so I've been endeavoring over the weeks, okay, Lord, what do you want? If you want this incompetence, if you want this or you want that, then that's fine with me. But he brought me something new to me this morning as I was pondering this. Instead of getting upset about it, the Lord said, you need to speak in my people there. Amen. See, we're supposed to occupy. Speak in my people. Every sector that we deal with. Because no one knows anything there. They pass the buck all around. Nobody knows what the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing out there. That's why we've had hundreds of mistakes. And so the Lord said, you speak my people that have my heart and my plan, and they'll treat your program like it's the only program they have. Because for the most part, the mistakes have not been on Sean's end or even Aberdeen, the new ones that do the captioning. And so that's what I'm asking you to join with me to do, to cover this broadcast, because this is the most important part of this ministry as far as I'm concerned. Because it's the voice of this message to the community. So I said, Lord, you told us that instead of getting upset, we are to say what we want. And also, many years ago, when I was going through a lot of hard things, I confided in a dear friend. And she prayed the prayer, Lord, I pray that you will see that Carla's treated fairly. And in this situation, this is that exact thing. That your program is honored and esteemed, and the people that handle it like they're handling God's word themselves to take the gospel to the nations. So if y'all would do that for me, I would appreciate it. Because up to this point, me getting upset, in fact, I texted Sean and he goes, "Arr," and I said, yeah, because he's putting up with the runaround. They never answered us about, not last week, but the week before. We never got an answer from anyone. But, that's so-and-so's department, or that's so-and-so's department. Well, see, we need them people gone. We need God's people that are anointed to do this there. That's what it means to occupy. And I just so happened to be teaching about occupying and speaking to your mountains, and I'm going, well, I got to have firsthand experience it just as soon as they cut my program off to do what I'm teaching. Instead of having a meltdown going, ah! Yeah, so. Anyway, the teaching this morning, the Prophet's Corner and Cut, is where we go one, we go all. I know I've had one entitled that, but here we go again. I want you to know what I'm bringing to you is what the Lord gives me to bring. This is the Carla Love Show. I don't just pull things out of my whatever to bring that I think's best. I bring what the Lord tells me to bring. Okay? So remember that when you hear this. Stay the course, the Lord says. As an intercessor, you are to be led by the Spirit, but stay in line with the original petitions. Do not abandon them. A thing came to my mind about Jesus asking the disciples at his lowest hour before he was going to go to the cross, could you not tarry with me for 1 hour? Remember what I told you to pray, that I would raise up intercessors that would pray my way and not pray the way they think is best. Mature intercessors stay the course and they do not have the lone wolf mentality. Are y'all getting what I'm saying, or the Holy Spirit saying? Like I said, I don't make this stuff up. I'd much rather just bring warm and fuzzies, but I, you know, the Lord don't want no warm and fuzzies. It doesn't do you any good in the long run. Allow my spirit to lead you with the guidelines that have already been laid down for you to follow, the petitions that we've started. These were led of the Spirit. These are the guidelines. You'll see as this word progresses. Allow my spirit to lead you with the guidelines that have already been laid down for you to follow. Under these guidelines runs deep roots, ready to be mapped out as you explore below the surface. I need unity and agreement. He doesn't need you saying this and you saying that. Now, he will lead you and you will say things about, but the basic petitions, we are one band, one sound. Where we go one, we go all. This is the problem in the body of Christ today. There's no unity. Everybody's doing their own thing, and it's a scatter load. I need unity and agreement. Learn to stay on track. When all petitions and confessions are manifested, then you can mark them off as fulfilled and move on. Until then, stay the course. Remember the draft horses. One can pull a lot of weight, but two together can do far more. You're learning to be a team, just like draft horses. What do you think God's been doing here these 5 years for you, and it's nearly 8 years for us? Learning to work as a team. God chose who's the head in this thing. I didn't. I'd just soon be one of them grandmas that just follow the grandkids around, do stuff, and they're at their events and stuff, I guess. Or doing my own thing, riding my motorcycle. If I had my choice, that's what I'd be doing. But then I said, Lord, I'd rather do what you want me to do. Because he said, there's not anything I ask you to give up, houses, lands, children, jobs, whatever, for the kingdom of God that you won't receive in a hundredfold with persecutions. Well, I got the persecution fact real good. All right, Matthew. Look at a few scriptures. Matthew 18. One of the first things the Lord told us to do is go learn about David and Saul. What were the attributes of David and Saul? Saul, he started off all right. Then he started thinking, I know best, and he started doing what he thought and didn't listen to the Lord, and so he lost the anointing, lost the kingship, and eventually lost his life. What did David do? David followed God to the letter. There's the difference between the two. He needs David's, not Saul's. Not accusing anybody of anything. Whoever listens to this broadcast, if the shoe fits, wear it. Matthew 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together, two or three, would it be thee? Two or three are gathered together in my name. There am I in the midst of them. We've looked at that as gathering in a church circle. But I don't think so. I believe it's agreement. I believe it's getting occupying. I believe it's speaking our stuff and getting it done, seeing manifestation. Look at it that way. I'm in the midst of them. I'm in the midst. When two or three are gathered together in my name, one band, one sound. Where we go one, we go all. Draft horses teamed up together, carrying the load together, not one doing all the load lifting and the others hitting, missing it once in a while. All right, Ecclesiastes 4. Are going off on their own thing? Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. Do you spend most of your time seeking the Lord about your own affairs or about his? Huh? His affairs or your affairs? See, he knows what we need. He knows what we want. He knows what we desire. But he said, seek ye first the kingdom. If you'll take care of my business, I'll take care of your business. Stay with the foundation that has already been laid. I cannot move you on to bigger and better things until you get this. The whole point, work as a team. If you will be faithful here when it is little, then I can trust you when it's large. This may seem trivial to some. Like, you ain't doing nothing. It don't mean anything, just a list of words. Oh, really? Not if God has said this is what you do. Now you see why the church is fragmented. Sometimes you need an apostle up your rear end to get you on track and keep you on track. See, we haven't had this in the church. We've had to learn these things the hard way because there's been nobody to teach us. That's why God is restoring order. What do you think that order's going to be? It's going to be you learning to take orders is what it's going to be, and me too. Not varying here and there. That's like a weed. Well, Lord, Luke, well, I'm telling you, this is a maker or a breaker. Luke 19. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit's saying to the church this morning. I mean, I'll tell you what, when Jesus was talking to John, he made no ifs, ands, and buts about what was going on in his church and what he liked and what he did not like. And he said, you get yourself together, I'm going to pull your candlestick out. Lord help, I don't want that. 12. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went to a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return, and he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here's thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury? And he said unto them that stood by him, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath, shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. So those who didn't do what he told them to do, they were considered his enemies. When you flow as a team, you will be able to take down a glacier with an ice pick. I will show you the weak places as you follow my spirit. I will show you how to bring the whole network of the enemy down. Isn't this about taking out the giant, the authority? Some of you have gone rogue and abandoned the little I've given you. What is rogue, you're asking? It's doing your own thing and not continuing to follow the simple things I have already laid down for you. Why is it so hard for my church to work as a team? It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Little things, little instructions that are very important. For you see, if you can't follow the smallest of instructions, how can I give you what really matters? Exodus. Verse 1. And they took Exodus 16, sorry. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. He uses the little things to prove us. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day, they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, At even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord, and what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, saying to all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. It came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. It came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. And this is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man. According to the number of your persons, take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over. He that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, Let no man leave it until the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. Couldn't follow the simplest of instructions. And some of them went out and gathered on the Sabbath day when he taught them there'll be none. It's a wonder God gets anything done, isn't it? As you're faithful to keep the petitions and confessions laid down already, you're in a position to be led by my Spirit to go deeper. Speak what the Spirit is saying, but stay with what has originally been laid down. This is the foundation. I want my church to flow as the body flows. This is where the anointing flows. Psalms 133, about the anointing on Aaron's head that flowed down the whole robe to the hem of the garment. This is where I command the blessing. That's where the anointing is when you're in unity and you're flowing as one. That's why he likens us to a body. Where we go one, we go all. This is my me here. People that I have made agreements with that have stuck with it, we've gotten answers. Those that I've made agreements with and they've abandoned the agreement, there was no answer. All right. This is Lord now. Part of my order, divine order, is learning to follow orders. You can't have order if you can't follow orders. Do you get it? It's pretty simple. Okay. All right. We're going to look at David and Saul because, dear God, I don't want to go that direction. Lord knows. 1 Samuel chapter 13. I got a lot to share this morning, but if this is the only thing I share, it's the most important for sure. 1 Samuel 13, verse 1. Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose him 3,000 men of Israel, whereof 2,000 were with Sinai and Michmash and in Mount Bethel. And 1,000 were with Jonathan and Gibeah, Benjamin. And the rest of the people he sent every man to his tent. And Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba, and the Philistines heard of it, and Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, "Let the Hebrews hear." And all Israel heard say that Saul had smitten the garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel also was had in abomination with the Philistines, and the people were called together after Saul to Gilgal. And the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude, and they came up and pitched in Michmash eastward from Bethaven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves and in thickets and in rocks and in high places and in pits. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. And he tarried 7 days, according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, "Bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offering." He offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself therefore and offered a burnt offering." And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord, thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people. Because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee." Seem like a trivial thing? No. Not at all. All right, 15. Saul started out, you know, hiding himself in the baggage. Now he's forced himself to offer a burnt offering, going against God's law, completely stepping into a place that he had no business stepping into. It's a wonder God didn't strike him dead, really, in the old covenant. All right, 15. Samuel also said unto Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that when Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt." They're the bunch that wouldn't let him pass through. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them unto him, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until they comes to Shur, this that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and the lambs, and all that was good. It would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. When Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a place, and is gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou the Lord, I perform the commandment of the Lord. I think that these type of people are going to be the ones. He said, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we do mighty works in your name? He'll say, I don't know you. I didn't know you. Don't know you. Don't know you. Don't know you. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. The rest we've utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea. Sounds like money got in the way, didn't it? Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, and the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord thy God in Gilgal. Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of lambs. For rebellion is a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. Tough words to hear today, I know. It makes me go, Lord, please don't let me vary from any of your instructions and anything that you've told me to do. Don't let me get off. Don't let me start leaning another way and going my own direction. I don't want that. 1 Kings 13. This isn't Carla Luff's show. One of the first things Danny said, we came back in the house and the stuff that was coming forth, he said, we've got to record this. And I'm just as blasted back as him, because I'm going, whoa, I don't know any of this stuff. This is God's plan. This isn't my plan. I want you to know. Now, I embrace it as my plan, because now it's God's plan. But I want you to understand that. It seems like all throughout It took God's real people to recognize God's plan and the leader to follow. Because in the church today, I'm just going, Lord, you know, they need to just start over. Well, he is, basically. Verse 1, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense, and he cried against the altar and the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord hath spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him, and his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he could not pull it in again to him. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored unto him, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king, them that told also to their father. They told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that came from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread, nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread and drink, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. And he said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in the house and drink water. I'm telling you what, when God's called you to do something, you better do it with all your might and do it exactly like he says. And I don't care if Kenneth Copeland walked in the door and told you something different. You better go with what the Lord told you. Who are they? Nobody. And I care for Brother Copeland. It's what the Lord has said to you, what the Lord's told you to do. You do it to the letter, what God has told you to do. We cannot rebuild what we've got. It's broken. It's just as broken as the swamp. It's just as broken as D.C. and our government, the church. He's got to have leaders that listen to his voice and do what he says do. That's what brings order. We're waiting for some big order to drop on us. No. We will follow the Lord fully. That is the order. Set a godly example. Why do you think Paul was so tough? When they were messing around and doing stuff in the church, he took care of it right then and said, and he didn't win any popularity contests, I'm sure, among Peter or others. I'm of a mind, I don't care what you think. I don't, you know, I have to develop that. If the Lord has me correct something, I have to just, and if you leave, fine, leave. That's the way you have to view things. You have to say, I'm going to do what the Lord tells me to do, come hell or high water, regardless of what anybody thinks about it or whether they like it or not. I know this is tough, and I don't know exactly why the Lord's having me bring all this, but just take the part that applies to you and use it. Because there will be others hearing this. Verse 20, and it came to pass as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, forasmuch as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, Eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come into the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread, and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him his ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him in the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. That's quite a sight, I bet. And behold, two men passed by, saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass, and they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. What happens when we don't fully obey the Lord? Then we allow the enemy to take a pot shot at us. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, It is the man of God who was disobedient to the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him. Lord, help us. Are you a team player or are you a lone wolf? Most people that I know in the church today, they're just lone wolves. Pure and simple. To vary from what God says can be costly. Think about the children of Israel. I won't read all that today because I have so much. Numbers 13 and 14, when they went in, God told them to go spy out the land. Told Moses to tell the people, go spy out the land. 10 came back with a bad report. 2 had a good report. What happened? 40 years, they died out in the wilderness. Never got to see God's promise. But God renewed the youth of Joshua and Caleb, and they went in and took the land. God gave them details. If you won't, God will raise up someone who will. Plain and simple. Jericho, he told them, we're going to go in there, and I want you to keep your mouth shut. We're going to go around one day. Nobody say a word. I don't care what they're doing to you. I don't care if they're throwing rocks down on you. What they're doing. Don't you say a word. Can you imagine anybody today? I can see everybody on their cell phone. They did this 6 days. Then the 7th day. He said, when I say shout, you shout. 7 days, 7 times, here they go around this wall. And when he said shout, what happened? The wall went into the ground. It didn't just fall down. It went into the ground. And they slew everything but Rahab, her family. See, they did it God's way. Why? They watched their parents. They saw what their parents did. They saw that those before them, what they did and what happened. And they had a good leader. See, these little ones, they learned the right way from the get-go. It's not about you today. It's about us. Where we go on, we go off. Psalms 23 talks about the good shepherd. He leads us. He's leading this charge. Let's listen to him. Let's heed his voice. All right, AWOL, absent without leave. 1 John. Just think about the military. If the military didn't operate under orders, what do you think? Divine order is orders. If the military did not operate by orders, oh my gosh. First John 5, Everybody gets it everywhere else except in the world. Even corporations, they'll follow that leader all the way down, even if it's to bed. But in the church, we think we can just do our own thing. Trash the preacher all week. Brother Copeland said this in one of his devotions. They want you to pray healing for them and they bashed you all week. It ain't going to happen. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And we know that He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. What is a petition? A thing asked. This is me. We must understand the ways of God and what He expects of us. The church has not been the example to follow. Everyone just does their own thing and we wonder why we're in the mess we are in. If we're going to get in God's order, we must first follow His orders. One more passage of Scripture. Philippians 3. Verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. Right now, in the Truther movement, there's a lot of speculation going around about the Trump camp being divided with the generals and all this stuff going on, and I've been praying about it, saying, Lord, what gives here? And I was telling Danny yesterday, maybe it's Sun Tzu, you know, appear strong when you're weak or weak when you're strong. I hope that's the case. But it's really making me think, what are we supposed to do here? Dissension. Yeah. See, dissension. This is where we go on, we go off. The Lord said, you stick with Team MAGA, Trump team, what the Lord gave us weeks ago. Don't vary from that. This is what began all of this back before He was elected. He's God's selection. We got rid of Queen Romana and her trying to do her shenanigans. Now this. We need to be on our game. We need to quit looking at our little things that we deal with every day. It ain't going to help anything. We need to be looking at what's the plan. What's God's plan? Let's keep focused on God's plan. Let's seek first the kingdom, His business. Quit spending so much time on your business. Get to His business. Then look up and your business will be done. You're going, oh, woo, thank you, Lord. Philippians, okay, verse 3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, Pharisee. You said, you talk about flesh, I am an expert in it. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yes, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him in the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even unto you. In other words, when we get out of sync with one another, God reveals it to us and we correct ourselves and get back in sync. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. This ought to be the whole body of Christ. Something did bless me this morning before the program. Faye Harden was on, and I went and looked at her website. They've got prayer groups that are speaking and stuff like we're speaking. The lady that comes on before me. Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have for an ensample. For many walk of whom I have told you often, now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. So let's keep that in mind, where our goal is, where our sights should be fixed. It'll keep you out of a lot of just feeling sorry for yourself, being unthankful, because that's what thinking about yourself, caring about yourself, caring about everything, that's what it gets you. That it gets you off track. You get down, you get sad, you want to give up. You want to get out in your flesh and do something. But if you just say, Lord, I cast my care by myself. I cast all of it on you today. I want to be about your business. Show me what you want me to do today. And you can start by the petitions. Where we go on, we go off.